You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning! Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle. That's your new thing? And Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg. So, what is that? Your new thing now too? It's unbelievable.
Everybody got a new thing for the regular season.
They got new stuff.
I've been doing this for like 2 weeks.
Really? Not this anymore?
It hasn't been that for a while.
Oh, I missed that. All right. Back here for another exciting morning of football talk, inching closer to kickoff. And I'm excited because this is our last show without the regular season football, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's show, we got a game to preview. We got a lot going on. Very excited to talk to you gentlemen about all of that this morning and over the next few days. Corey Parson, how's it going?
I am doing very well. I just inserted one Dallas Cowboy running back, Ezekiel Elliott, into one of my lineups. He'll be on the field Sunday night. You know what? It's a good chance that he'll be on the field for all 16 games of this season. So we'll worry about this suspension and this situation next year. So I got that. Now, that's the good news. I got to put Zeke in some of my lineup. You know what I'm saying? Now, the bad news is I had to take Jameis Winston and Mike Evans out of some of my lineup. Now, nothing's been confirmed yet, but I am just looking around to see what I have to go with, what my options are, you know what I'm saying, in case, you know, this game is postponed. So I had to make some lineup changes. It's not even week one yet, you know what I mean? And I also have cut Eddie Lacy in some teams, too.
Scotty, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing good, and finished my lineup ranks for week one on rotoexperts.com right now. Get your exclusive fantasy football package. Enter the king at checkout for a special discount. He also mentioned tomorrow night's game. Check out on rotoexperts.com, mybookie.ag. They're deep prop bets for the first Thursday night game.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, very nice. All right. Yeah. Matt Modica, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's, you know, one more day. I have a busy day today. I'll be going to Staten Island for the home league, so looking forward to that.
It's always fun. The home league is always a good time, you know what I'm saying? So
many meatballs will be.
Hey,
will you be bringing in leftovers tomorrow?
I don't know if I'm going to bring them back. Okay. It won't travel well.
I'm a big fan of meatballs. I like meatballs.
Yeah. Over.
Nobody doesn't like a meatball, so, you know, that sounds delicious.
Scott, you got your week one lineup rankings done?
He did.
I already said that. Yeah.
All right, good. Let me. I gotta check him.
We're gonna check.
No, they were posted already.
I gotta look over them. We
are gonna check those out this hour here in at Scotty's lineup ranks. I promised that we would do it. I promised if he got him up this morning by 6 a.m. Eastern, we would get him. We would talk about him, and we're gonna do just that.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm mad at my word.
So I can check.
Scotty's mad at his word.
We can check him right here on air.
That's exactly what we're gonna do. But first, we have to start out with Ezekiel Elliott. We have to begin with that top story, and that is the fact that Ezekiel Elliott will 100% be on the field on Sunday night for the Giants and Cowboys Week 1 Sunday night football.
I'll be running for 200 yards on Sunday night.
Same. And then and lose.
Okay. Well, let's not start that.
Paul Perkins is going to rush for 200 yards.
Don't care. He can rush for 0 yards. And the Giants win. It's fine. I don't care. I don't know Paul Perkins anywhere. All right. We'll come back. We'll discuss Ezekiel Elliott. We'll get into the other headlines. We'll get into some over-unders. And, of course, Scotty's rankings. All that this hour on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Ezekiel Elliott will be on the field in week one. Question remains, will he be on the field in week two and beyond? We're going to get that answered on Friday evening, as the injunction that was filed by Ezekiel Elliott and the NFLPA will be decided by then. It's been guaranteed by that court. Now, the question becomes, of course, if he loses that injunction, what happens next, right? Now, I believe, if I understand this correctly, if the injunction fails, which is not as expected to do, Ezekiel Elliott is favored in that scenario. If the injunction fails, then he will be suspended for the six games. He can continue to sue the NFL to clear his name, but he will be suspended for those six games. Maybe ultimately he get those paychecks back, I don't know. But he will be suspended for those six games if the injunction on Friday fails. If it does not fail, and it is granted, the stay is granted, that means as his case is pending trial in federal court, he will be allowed and available to play for the Dallas Cowboys until that case is decided, and that case is not expected to be heard for many months and decided long after that as well, which ultimately will mean that Ezekiel Elliott will be available if his stay is granted on Friday. He will be available not only week one, but most likely weeks 1 through 16.
Last night in NFFC 14 Team League, the Classic, Zeke went 13th. This was after the news had come out. So people are obviously still worried about the possibility of this getting denied on Friday. I'm more optimistic to that. I don't see how he doesn't get the stay. We'll see.
Whether you're optimistic or pessimistic, you know, we still don't know. It's like a 50-50 shot realistically right now about what's going to happen. And look, you got to be willing to take the risk. And, you know, Maddie's a longtime high-stakes player. And when you're a high-stakes player and you have that mentality, you're aggressive and you take risks. You know, so in some of these, I'll be very interested to see, and I know you'll probably be monitoring a lot of these, Matt. Like, with these high-stakes players, I would not be surprised with these recent news that people will take a shot on him in the top five or necessary. I won't be shocked, whereas And look, you know, if you're the kind of guy that just like in your mainstream league likes to get a buzz at the table, you might do it yourself too.
Yeah, but don't ever be the buzz guy. It's not worth it for just to get it. I mean, look, if you believe, like, I'm picking 13 tomorrow afternoon. There's a classic I'm doing with Andy. And if Zeke is there, I'm going to be pushing hard to draft Zeke at 13. I think, you know, if I'm in the 10th, I'm going to want Zeke. But if I'm at 13, I'm definitely pushing for it.
Yeah, and absolutely. I think we've been saying that for a while now at this point. But here, we are literally 2 days away from ultimately finding out he could be available for the year. Right? This is not something you're going to have hanging over your head. It's going to be Friday. We're going to find out the answer one way or another.
That's why I'm shocked he went so late last night. I thought maybe he'd push up to like 6th overall or something.
Yeah, I very much, very, very much agree with you. So that's one of the bigger stories for today. The other major story that we're dealing with is the path of Hurricane Irma. Now, we know that the game between the Dolphins and the Buccaneers will not be played in Miami Sunday at 1 o'clock as originally scheduled. Instead, that game will be played in one of three different ways. Number one, played in the city of Pittsburgh Sunday at 1 o'clock. Played in the city of Philadelphia Sunday at 1 o'clock. Or played in the city of Miami in week 11, where coincidentally both teams have buys. If they play in week 11, they will play in 16 straight games, week 2 through 17. Week 1 will essentially be their bye week. Both teams, I believe, want to avoid this. We'll see if the logistics work out to move this game to Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. They will have a ruling, the NFL will, on that scenario today. But Scott, that puts fantasy owners in a major bind because, you know, people, we get lineup questions all week long. I mean, we've been getting them for months at this point. But they want to set their lineups now, and they can't do that because, in all honesty, they have no idea if this Bucks or Dolphins game will play.
Now, look, my memory's a little fuzzy on the details, but I remember, you know, I think it was in Minnesota many years ago. There were falling ceiling tiles in the Metrodome. We've had other natural disasters, and I've seen the league move the game to alternate sites before. Now, Matt will say, you know, it's legitimate that, you know, these guys can play 16 weeks in a row. Who cares? They don't want to for two reasons. A, they don't want to play the 16 games in a row. B, they are all prepared. They're taken out of the routine. Athletes are very routine-oriented, and they have prepared, and the organization is prepared to be playing week one. Now, anything could happen here, but my gut feeling is I think this game will be played in week one on a neutral site. They want to keep things as formative as they long form as they can. Anything can happen, but I would make an educated guess and say, that, and I could be wrong, that they will likely play this game. And hopefully for fantasy players, that's what you want to have too, because you don't want to deal with what Corey's been talking about, you know, already, you know, he's got to start Carson Palmer over Jameis Winston. Not something he wants to do.
And I'm just curious to how much say the Dolphins have in this, being that it's a home game that they're going to lose. Look, I understand the bigger picture is the hurricane and all that, but I'm just talking about how much influence do they have with the league in the fact that they're going to lose a home game here.
Yeah, and I was told yesterday this is the second home game the Dolphins are going to lose potentially because they're going to London for one as well. So,
oh man, that sucks.
So Stephen Ross is going to be pissed off about losing not one but two games. So I have a feeling this may be an owner versus their own team type scenario when it comes to the Dolphins, who would lose two home games potentially this year in the city of Miami. And he doesn't really care about his players because no owners do, because they're slave owners, according to Colin Kaepernick's girlfriend.
No, don't do that. Don't put that out there. Somebody could believe that. That's not what she meant. The rip was more towards Ray Lewis. You feel what I'm saying? Not towards the owner of the Baltimore Ravens.
Not
Steve Bisciotti.
Okay.
It was about Ray Lewis and how all of a sudden he be dancing.
here's some history,
out
too.
Out of blue.
In 2010, a blizzard in Minnesota sent a Giants-Vikings game to Ford Field. And in 2014, a Jets-Bills game was played there because of a massive snowstorm in Buffalo.
Yeah, and let's not forget the natural disaster, Hurricane Katrina. They moved the Giants and the Saints up to the Giants Stadium or MetLife Stadium, which is totally not okay. That's speaking as a Giant fan.
At least if they move it to a neutral site, you know, you move it to Tampa. Tampa has home field advantage all of a sudden.
Certainly.
Which is meaningful in the NFL.
Absolutely. That's what the problem was with the Giants and the Saints. So ultimately, this game is going to move to Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, if it is played this week. If it's not, we will see them play week 11. We should have more information about that today. The NFL obviously took an extra day to make their decision.
I tell you what, though, if this game is not played and this game is canceled, we're going to see in week one how some of these people drafted. Because I want to see some of the names in these lineups that's going to replace players like, you know, Mike Evans and Devontae Parker and stuff like that. We're going to see a lot of Robbie Andersons in week one.
Let me ask you this. Based off what you said, Corey, I have Jameis Winston, right? And I mean, I'm in a league, right? Mm-hmm. There's a scenario. I'm in a league where there's no week one moves. And my backup quarterback is Alex Smith.
Oh, you got to throw Alex Smith out there. That's a problem. But for the leagues, like commissioners, ease it up this week when it comes to opening up the waiver wire and stuff like that pre-week one, because this is not a situation that anybody expected to have two teams on bye in week one, especially a fantasy-friendly team like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that got, you know, Jameis and Deshaun and Mike Evans and these guys. So they need a little bit of leniency with the rules when it comes to a special situation like this. That's what I really, truly feel like.
What I believe is if they wanted to move it to week 11, they could have done that yesterday, right? They could have came off the conference call that they had yesterday morning and said, we're going to move this to week 11. Whatever hands clean of it, and that's it. I think what they did is they called around to different locations, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. I'm assuming they looked at Jacksonville, Atlanta, Carolina, kind of up that East Coast, and figured out what was the most reasonable, whether it came to hotel rooms being booked, travel, being able to get out of Florida, traveling wise on team planes and whatnot. And they have found that both Philadelphia and Pittsburgh are the easiest options. I believe they want them to play week one. I believe they're going to play week one because, as I mentioned, if they wanted to move to week 11, they could have done that already. They literally could have came out and done that. I think they're going to do everything they can to play in week one. We're just trying to figure out the location. And hopefully for our fantasy owners and for football fans alike of these two teams, they will be playing week one.
And again, look at baseball recently. You had Harvey over in Texas, and he played in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
It was a remote location, but it was available.
It's a little bit different, Scotty, because obviously both of these teams have bye. There's no bye week in baseball. There's only a month left.
No, but I'm just saying. I get that, but I'm just saying, you know, in sports, I have seen usually they. I'm talking in terms of wanting to get the game in and not altering the schedule. They said, okay, we could push that towards the end of the year or you know, maybe on another open date. They didn't want to do that.
Yeah, you know, I think it ultimately comes down to are they able to make the move? If so, they're going to do it, and I have a feeling like they're going to be able to do just that. When we come back on the program, we're going to get into some lineup ranks with the King. How do you do? We'll let you know coming up next.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy Factor is running another NFL Survivor Contest. It's $1,000 winner take all. Hell yeah, it begins tomorrow night. We got the first game of the season underway. Chiefs and the Patriots. Get your money in, folks. And by money, I mean no money, because it's free. $1,000 to you, and all you have to do is go to fantasyfactor.com and make your pick each week. Last man standing takes home a cool grand. Someone's going to win the grand. Might as well be you. Fantasy Factor is the only DFS site that's exclusively single-entry contests. Go right now. www.fantasyfactor.com. We'll get Scotty Survivor rankings tomorrow on the program. Maybe Friday. We'll see how it goes.
Let's
get
into
it. We'll do an entry together, yeah.
Well, I didn't say that.
You said it yesterday.
Well, it's a team, four of us.
Yeah.
Team, yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do an entry at fantasyfactory.com. It's free to enter. Win $1,000. And that would be cool. I'd like to win $1,000. All right.
So, rack.
Scott, I have your rankings in front of me. Yes. Your weekly rankings. Mellow
now. Now on rotoexperts.com, part of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter Sussmania. And check out for discounted Jake Steele's rankings are also up as well.
Whose rankings?
With his weekly projections.
Whose rankings should I read? If I had to choose one.
Whoever you prefer. Everybody, you know what the FSTA says, that you know that the average fantasy player follows three sites.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I only need one because there's a lot of rankings in this one. I know you got your rankings, Scotty. Jake's got his rankings. Florida's telling me he's got rankings. And Frank's got rankings. That's a lot of rankings. So I don't need to do anywhere else besides RotoExperts.com.
People have different people they like to follow. If you're still drafting, you can get Corey's ranks. You know, the executive edge is still available. Enter Chips at checkout for a special discount.
I'm so pumped up. I'm so excited right now to get into these week one rankings. You feel what I'm saying? And anybody that's new, you know what I mean? We are the Roto Experts in the Morning. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is free radio. We're going to be taking you through the fantasy football season. And, you know, it's great programming, 24 hours a day right here. And a lot of it is orchestrated by me, microphone live, hot for 2017. It's nobody that can shut me down now. Bam.
And
dang,
also, not only.
There you go.
What about Janoris Jenkins?
not only is this free, but we'll also take your call.
I'm open.
At 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. And we talk to Irv in New Jersey. What's up, Irv?
What's good with you, Irv?
Irv, what's up?
Irv.
It's Scotty, Corey. Belated birthday, Scotty.
Thank you, my friend.
Matt, how you doing,
boys? Doing good, Irv. It's good to hear from you, my man. I'm glad you was able to find us. We're not on the mothership no more. We got this thing right here rocking over here, though.
Hey, I've been down with Roto-X Nation since Caribbean Life News was doing so I'm an old-timer.
Very good, Irv.
Yes.
So, guys, I need your help here. I got my draft tonight, and I'll give you – it's a 36 36 players are off the board. It's a 12-team, three-keeper, non-PPR. I'm starting with Gordon, Evans, and Parker. And I was all in, ready to go with Kareem Hunt. With the fourth pick, I was going to take Kareem Hunt. He was the best player available. I'm a little worried about this RBBC talk now.
No.
Brandon Cooks is out there. And Dalvin Cook is out there.
No, do not worry about that talk whatsoever. They've already come out and said he's going to be the feature back. And what they meant by committee is that if there are 25 carries, like 18 will go to Kareem Hunt. You know, like 7 will go to like... maybe 5 would go to Charkhandrick West. You know, that's what they meant by a committee. Kareem Hunt is clearly the number one. And you're also talking to Keeper League. You're looking at the long term. Nobody's going to shake Kareem Hunt out of that spot.
Well, I got to say, though, Dalvin Cook, I'm probably going to lean.
I thought he said Brandon Cooks.
Nah, he said.
He did say Brandon Cooks. Okay.
You said Dalvin or Brandon Cooks, Irv.
Yeah, it's. I could either get Kareem Hunt, Brandon Cook, or Dalvin Cook, and I was all in on
standard.
Kareem
in a standard,
Hunt.
I would go Dalvin Cook though. That'd be my pick. I think Dalvin Cook is the rookie running back to own.
It's for me. It's really tough. It's really kind of like a coin toss. But I will lean Dalvin Cook.
I'm actually going to go Hunt because look. Why don't you explain that?
God.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go Hunt because I believe that he's going to get the most opportunity for goal line carries. I do believe that Latavius Murray, when he's in there, the one thing that he does, he's 6'4", like 230. He falls into the end zone. In a standard, I think you'll get more touchdowns from Kareem Hunt.
Well,
in a PPR, I like Cook better.
I've gone back and forth between Cook and Hunt for so long. And back to back in my ranking. It is. Hey, speaking of friends in Tampa and friends in Miami, our girl Kells is down there. Let's talk to her. Kelly in Tampa, you're up next.
Kelly, good morning, darling.
Stay safe, Kelly.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing well. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for like the Edge package and all the things that you do for advice. One, it's a welcome distraction right now. I had my last draft last night, and I think I drafted the best team I've ever drafted.
Hey, hell yeah!
I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a great feeling walking out of that draft, by the way. I had the same thing last week. I walked out. I just, like, this big smile across my face. And the week before, I had this, like, huge frown in another draft. So,
you talk about mornings, like, you walk to work, like, all with, like, a pep in your step. I'm sure that was one of those days.
Today was not. but, yes, you do. And I'm sure Kelly felt the same way, that she was able to just go to work and be like, wow, I feel awesome about myself.
I know. I just wanted to, like, mic drop.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to do that every day, Kelly.
Any highlights from your roster you want to share?
Let's see. I waited until the 13th round to draft a quarterback, and I got Marcus Mariota, which I think he's going to have a pretty good year. I think he's going to be kind of like one of those overlooked quarterbacks. I also got like LeSean McCoy, DeMarco Murray, Kareem Hunt. So I'm pretty stacked at running back, I feel. Wide receivers, gosh, I can't even remember. but I'm pretty good. I mean, wide receivers, I might be a little weak because I went so heavy running back. But it's just the way the draft went with the best player off the board. I had the rankings out, and my first 5 picks were on the first page of the overall rankings. And my next 6 picks were on the second page. So, you know, I just felt really confident about that. I did get Eric Ebron for tight end, so I'm a little worried about that because he's questionable right now, but I still think that there's time, and I don't have a backup tight end, but there's still plenty on available on the waivers.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's a pretty good start. It's a pretty good start for Kelly.
If Austin Hoop is out there, I'd pick him up if you need to play.
I like Evan Ingram if he's out there.
Well, yeah, I like Evan Ingram too. I like Austin Hooper as well. Hey, Sky,
took him in the draft this weekend. The Evan Ingram kid, even though I don't think he gets much work this year, y'all kind of talked me into it a little bit last week. So, if it flops, I will be reminding y'all of that, particularly you, Greg Sussman.
Fair enough.
All right, let's go. Let's get it.
Let's get in the Kings rankings. So I have the Kings rankings up here.
And that Latavius Murray, I wouldn't worry about Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Latavius Murray either. Sir, you have, let's see, should we start quarterback, Corey? Is that fair? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I started the quarterback position this week. Obviously, guys like Matt Ryan, Marcus Mariota, Derek Carr, they jump off the page just in early thinking. And I want Russell Wilson's going to have a good week also. I also want to see where the D.C. quarterback and Philadelphia quarterback is ranked.
So I'll say this. According to Fantasy Pros, and that's what I can compare what Scott's rankings are to, he has Carson Palmer significantly lower than everybody else. Most people have Cam Newton, in their top 10. Like, Jake Seeley has Cam Newton number 5 overall.
Yeah.
The King has Cam Newton outside his top 12 at number 14.
Okay.
So I think that's a major change.
It's a very deep position. You know, if people are starting Cam, it's just like 13 guys I just feel more comfortable with ahead of him.
One of those guys is Jameis Winston. You have him at 7 overall. Your guy, Jake Seeley, has Jameis Winston at 15 overall.
Yeah. In a normal environment, you know, I'm fine with Winston. You know, that Miami secondary, not scary against those wide receivers. And there will certainly be volume, I think. So I'm very comfortable with Winston.
Let's go to the running backs now. The running back situation for the King, Scott Angle. See how he did compare it to the rest of all the pros entering there. You didn't put a half point PPR in here, Scott, I noticed.
No. I just treated pretty much if it's PPR, it's PPR, and that's it.
Jake has half points. I guess yeah. I'll be reading Jake's rankings then for my own purposes. You have the biggest change I notice here is you have Kareem Hunt as your number 11 running back overall. That is significantly higher than the consensus do. The consensus is more like around number 20. Just for reference, Jakey, he's got Kareem Hunt listed this week as number 11 overall as well. So both of you guys in on Kareem Hunt this week. Do you think the consensus is just a little too slow to get behind the hump train?
I think maybe they're looking at the fact they're playing New England and they think they'll fall behind, but I think even if they do, exactly. And look, I think schematically the game plan is going to be give the ball to Kareem Hunt, set up offensive balance, try to keep the New England offense off the field as much as possible.
Let me ask this, Scotty. You talked a lot on this program about how you believe DeMarco Murray is behind the best offensive line in the NFL. You have DeMarco Murray at number 12 overall, just on the outs, basically the last RB1 here in week one. That is significantly lower than most of your most of the other people that are ranking on Fantasy Pros. In fact, most players, most experts, I should say, have DeMarco Murray inside their top 5. So why are you relatively speaking lower on DeMarco Murray than some others?
If you go to rotoexperts.com, our new premium player cards, type in search DeMarco Murray, look at the inside injuries area. You know, the hamstring is a concern. I don't know if DeMarco Murray is going to have the yardage upside that he normally would if he's not quite 100%.
And then the biggest difference when it comes to running backs that I could see, Scotty, for you is at number 17. You have Tevin Coleman very, very high this week. Most experts have him outside the RB2 range at RB28, consensus speaking. You have a number 17 overall. Why so high on Tevin Coleman?
I think he gets in the end zone maybe twice. You know, he's going to roll up at least one big play from scrimmage. You know, that Bears defense, they're just going to get shredded.
What about Devontae Freeman?
Oh, he's going to get his, too.
You think they're scoring a lot of points and blow this team out. Okay, when we come back, let's do some NFL over-unders. We'll do the rest of Sky's rankings tomorrow on the show. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott. Carl Anthony Towns. Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. All right, so Matt asked me during the break about tomorrow's game, if I had to take the points, lay the points, whatnot. That's tomorrow. That's the game's tomorrow. But today, I want to talk about some over win totals with you, some 2017 win totals, and get where you guys are. I'm going to, much like I did with our preseason predictions, I'm going to open up the same document, and I'm going to keep them in here to see how well we do. So, in order to play, in order to bet your win totals and see what we think and make some money off it, we need to go to MyBookie. That's where it all gets done. It's MyBookie.ag. Because you know who's going to go win more games than Vegas thinks. You know who's going to win less. So why don't you make some money for what you already know? And the place to do that is MyBookie.ag. MyBookie's been in business for years. The rep, it's really, really good. They do 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payout. Seriously, when we bet tomorrow night, for instance, you'll get that money by Monday. It's two business days. It's that quick once you want to take money out. You know who's going to win? Lay down some cash and win big. We would never tell you to go to MyBookie without making sure it was good. We've done it. A lot of people around the office have done it recently, and they've all gotten paid. That's why we're urging you right now, make your way to MyBookie.ag. You win, they pay. And the best part is, if things aren't going so right, you bet on the Chiefs tomorrow night, and Patriots take this massive lead, you can bet the third quarter, for instance. There is live in-game betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And even if you're at the bar watching the game, having a few brewskis, use your phone, the mobile app. It's that good. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit up to a 100% cash bonus. Using promo code ROTOEXPERTS, you activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That promo code is ROTOEXPERTS. There you go. All right. Win totals, gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I sneezed.
Oh, God bless you then.
No, thank you.
I wasn't sure that was a sneeze.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have allergies, Greg. Oh, I got allergies, Greg. Allergies.
I just don't know what's happening anymore. All right. So, with that being said, the first team up for bid is the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are what we're looking for. And, Corey, as we did yesterday, you're going to go first. The KC over under on the year is 9. Over under 9 wins for the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's a real tough division. I'm going to take the under on that. I think they fall just short. I think they're coming around 8 wins.
So you're saying under. Scotty?
I think they're going to win 9, but I guess I'll take the under and just say they're going to be 500.
So you're going under. Yeah. Not Modica.
I'm going under. I think they finish in last place.
I like the Chiefs. I think they're good. I think they're good enough. I'm going over. I'll be the only person that goes over with KC. The New England Patriots playing the worst division in the NFL. Sorry, Maddie. And their over-under here this year is 12.5. Over-under, Corey, 12.5.
I'm going to say slightly under on that one. I think they get to 10, 11 wins, not 12.
Oh, you got to go with 13. 12 is fine. Scotty, 12.5.
Okay.
Over under 12.5 wins for the Patriots.
I'm going to say over. You know, they've even improved themselves during the offseason, especially on defense.
Matt?
I'm going over. I think they're going undefeated. I'll take the 15-1 odds.
I'll also go over 12.5. I think they get the 13-3 because I just don't see three teams that beat them, to be perfectly honest with you. All right. Let's go to some of the other games that we get in this weekend. All the Sunday games, and let's play. The Arizona Cardinals are up next. 8.5 points for the Arizona Cardinals. 8.5 wins, not points. 8.5 wins over under.
Boy, it's a tough call right there. I'm going to take the under on that one, too, though. I think they get somewhere around 7 wins. I think Seattle's just too dominant in that division, and I really don't trust Carson Palmer.
Scotty?
I'm going to say over. They win 9, maybe 10 games. The offense is still good as long as Carson Palmer can stay healthy. And that defensive front 7 can be a real force.
It's interesting. You think they could win 10 games. You did not have them in your playoffs, I noticed.
They could be like one of them 10 guys that win, teams that win 10 games, but they lose like a tiebreaker or something like that.
They could. Yeah. It's true. All right. So you say over. Matt Modica.
I'm going over. I think they're going to fall just short in the West. I think the West is a better division this year than in the past, but I think they will lose out like on a tiebreaker to the Seahawks.
All righty. That is you, Matt Modica. I will say I'm going to say over. So I know I've been like the nice guy here. But I'm gonna say over as well. So that means here I have gone over. I've gone over on everybody. So there you go. All righty. Let's continue on. Up next, the Atlanta Falcons. Over-under's 9.5, Corey.
I'm going to take the over on that one. I think the Falcons are still going to be a good team. Then they can get to about 10 wins. I do got Tampa Bay winning the division, though. So I think Tampa Bay has a real good season, but I'm gonna take the over on the Falcons at 9.5.
Over 9.5, your first over of the day, Scott.
Easily over. You know, the offense still very explosive, and the defense is young and getting better.
I say just makes it over.
I think this is one of those Vegas nose type things, man. This one scary because it screams bet over.
I did want to pick under.
But. I'm gonna say under. I'm gonna say go 8-8. Or 9-7 even. So I am gonna go under there. The Baltimore Ravens over under is at 8.5, Corey.
Under. I think Baltimore's one of the worst teams in the league this year.
Scotty.
I'm gonna say under. The defense can still be solid, but the offense is very iffy.
Under. Confidently.
I will also say under confidently. This is one of my favorite bets. We go to my bookie after the program. I placed it. The Buffalo Bills!
Under.
He's going to say zero.
Or 6.5. I just wrote 6.5 by accident. Corey?
The Buffalo Bills under. They're another one of the worst teams in the NFL this year.
Scotty?
I'm going to say under. I think there's a 5-11 team.
And I will also go under because 6.5 is a lot to ask for the Buffalo Bills.
They win 4 games. That's a lot.
This is a good one. The Carolina Panthers. Over-under is 9.
That is a tough one right there. I would take the under, but I think Carolina could. I think Carolina's going to be better than they were last year.
Okay, so you will say under, but better than they were last year.
Yep.
Under 500 team. Competitive in a lot of games, but, you know, going to flame out. It'll be one of those teams where there are a lot of closed games and, you know, they just can't pull it out.
All right, Matt.
I got them winning the division, so I got to say over. They squeak by the Falcons and win the division.
Yes, you do have them win the division. I'm going to say under, I think 8-8. I think 8-8 is where this team finishes, ultimately, this year. Okay, the Chicago Bears, over-under is 5.5. I know Scott's going under. He hates the Bears.
Yeah, but I'm going to say under. They're going to have to get off to a very bad start. They'll be more fun to watch when Trubisky gets in there, but too many missing pieces on offense and defense.
Corey? Over under the Bears.
I got to go to the under with the Chicago Bears. Offense, rookie quarterback, just a bad situation in Chicago this year.
Matt?
I'm going to go under, but it's going to be close.
I like the over. I'm going over.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I'm going over. I guess they just need finishing 6-10. I'm going over. The Bengals at 8-8. Corey Parson.
Bengals 8-8. Ooh, over.
Over.
Yeah, over. I think the Bengals will have a better. I think the Bengals will be a solid team this year. I think they'll flirt with a playoff spot.
Okay. Over 8.5. Scott.
Over. They're going to make the playoffs, efficient offense, and a very strong defensive line.
Matty.
8.5. I'm going to say under. They finish 500.
Finish under. I'll go over. I think they finish 9-7. I think they finish 9-7. All right. The next is the Detroit Lions. Over under 7.5, Corey.
That's a tough one right there, too. 7.5. I say 8-8 is the number. I think they can go 8-8. I'll take the over.
I'm gonna say the over. I'm with Corey. 500 ball club.
Okay.
I'm gonna say the under. I think they got lucky last year. I think they're not that good of a team.
I think this team underwhelms this year. I think people are gonna be upset ultimately with Detroit, and they're not gonna win nearly as many games as people think. I will go under as well. The Green Bay Packers over under sits at 10.5, Corey Parson.
I take the over on Green Bay. I think they very well probably could finish this as the best team in the NFC, regular season.
Mm-hmm. I like a push right there. You know, I think that's how many games they're going to win.
10.5 games.
I think I'm at 10.
So I'm going to say
under. I think, you know, people look a lot at the offense. The defense is going to be a big problem. It was last year, and they didn't fix it.
That's true. Yeah. Matt Modica.
I'm going to go under. I got the Vikings winning.
You got the Vikings winning. Yeah. I'll say they go 11-5, so slightly over.
I want to say 11-5.
Slightly over here, I'll go with. All right. The Houston Texans over-under is 8.5. Corey Parson.
I take the over on that. I think the Houston Texans can get the 9 wins. I think they're also a playoff team in the AFC.
Scott.
I'm going to take the over. I'll say they win 10 games, and things really kick in when Deshaun Watson starts.
Matty?
Did they finish 500? So I'll go under.
You'll go under. I think I'm going for Houston. I'm going under as well. I think they finish 500 or worse, man. Bill O'Brien's going to feel some heat. Not yet, but it's coming for Bill O'Brien. So I'm going to say under here, as I think the Titans will take that division. The Indianapolis Colts over under 7.5.
Got to take the under right now. That's got to take the under, but no Andrew Luck and no sign of when Andrew Luck is going to return. Got to take the under.
Got it.
I'll take the under even when Luck comes back. You know, the defense, they've made some moves to get better, but they've already had injuries in the secondary. This team is maybe they'll show some signs late in the year, but they'll get off to a very awful start.
Matty Mo?
I'm going to go under.
And I'll go under as well. I think everybody kind of knows the reason.
Yeah, you kind of got to hammer that one right now.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are over under 6.5.
Under.
Scott?
Don't have it.
Over. I'm going to say they win 7 games. Solid defense.
Matt?
I'm going to say over. There's a lot of like 500 teams in this league.
I'm going under. I think they win 6 games max. So that will be under that number. The Los Angeles Rams are up next. Los Angeles, the Rams are over under 5.5 games. Corey Parson.
Tim, give me the over. I think the Rams are a better team this year.
Over 5.5.
Over. The environment has improved and the defense can still be formidable.
Matt?
Slightly over.
I'll also say slightly over. We're going to come back here on the Roto Experts in the morning, and we are going to wrap up the program. Stick around. Much more coming your way this morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Over-unders wrapping up the program today. Win totals. Cutter Next Fantasy Football Frenzy. You are not going to want to miss that. All right, Corey Parson, let's do it a little quicker now here. Up next, the Miami Dolphins. Over-under 7.5, sir.
To give me the over on that one. Miami will win 9 games.
Over-under Miami 7.5 with Jay Cutler as quarterback. You say over. Scotty?
I'll say over. 500 team.
Matt?
I got to go over with the Jets and Bills in that division.
Yeah, 7.5 is low for them. All right. The New York Giants, the G-Men, are up next. Corey, their over-under is 8.5.
Under. Nah, they're over.
Over.
Easily over. I think they win 12 games.
You think they win the Super Bowl? Matt.
I can't.
I'm going to say over, but I don't think any team in this division wins 10.
I will say over as well. The Jets, this is I've never seen an over-under like this, to be honest with you.
Was it 4?
3.5.
Woo! What is it, 3.5?
I've never seen that before.
Wow.
Over-under 3.5, the New York Football Jets.
That's bad business right there. That's a team that's the NFL. Oh, I take the under.
I take the over. I say they win 4. People are predicting them to go winless. I say they win at least 2 divisional games.
I'm going to go under. I mean, I wouldn't bet it, but I'm going to go under.
I think I'm going to go over. I think they win 4 games. I don't know where, but I think they win 4 games.
They'll beat Miami and Buffalo.
Yeah, there's 2. All right, the Raiders, 9.5. Corey.
Over, easily over. I think the Raiders are the best team in the AFC.
Over.
Scott goes over. Matt?
Slightly over.
I'm going to go under. I think they win 9 games this year. 9.5. I think they win exactly 9 games.
That defense is an issue.
Actually, yeah, you might be right. I don't know.
We'll find out. Corey Parson, the Philadelphia Eagles. 8.5, please.
I think Philadelphia, NFC is such a strong division this year. I think Philadelphia can...
Usually is.
I take the under. I think they win 8 games.
Yeah, I think they win 8, too.
I say over. They can win at least 9. They got a good pass rush. They've improved the safeties. The safeties are good, you know. They got Darby now. They're going to be more respectable. They're going to push for a playoff berth and just fall short.
Matty.
I'm going to go under. There's a bunch of 8-8, 7-9, 9-7 teams in this division.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 10.5, Corey.
10.5 for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm going to take under. I think they're a 9-10 win team. They're division champions, though.
That's a lot of wins.
I'm going to say over. The defense is looking better this year, too.
I'm going to go over, too.
This is tough. 10.5 has a lot of wins. I think they win 10 games, so I'm going to go under. The 49ers are 4.5, Corey Parson.
I'll take the over on that one. I think they get a little bit better this year.
All righty, Scott.
I'll take the over. They'll be competitive. They'll win about six games.
I'll take the over confidently.
I'll take the over, too. So that's another one we're unanimous on here. I feel like San Francisco and there's one more that we're all unanimous on. San Francisco and Baltimore are the two that we feel the most comfortable with at this point. The Seattle Seahawks up next. They're 10.5, Corey.
I take the under. I think the Seahawks win 10 games.
Scott.
I'll take the over. I say they win 11.
Okay.
They're going to win 10 or 11 games. I'll say over. I'll say 11.
I'll say 11, too. I think it's going to be 10 or 11 as well. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, please. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Corey.
What's the number?
Is 8.5.
Over.
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 I'm going to say under. I think they finish 500.
You go under. I'll go over. I'm going to go over here. The Tennessee Titans. Corey Parson, over under, sits at 8.5.
I'll take the over for the Tennessee Titans. Another solid AFC playoff team.
Over. Good front seven on defense. Everybody knows about the offense.
That's a lock over AFC championship.
It's a lock over. That's another one we're unanimous on. The Tennessee Titans. Go to mybookie.ag. Bet it now. The final Sunday team is the Washington football team. They're over under 7.5, Corey.
Under.
Under. Scott.
Under. They're 1-7.
Matt?
I'll say under. They'll be the 7-19.
And I will also say under. That's it for Sunday games. We'll do the four Monday ones on tomorrow's show. Corey, what's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy?
Well, coming up next on the Frenzy, we continue to get you prepared for week one. Obviously, we got to talk about this hurricane. We got to talk about the Ezekiel Elliott story also. We'll get the all-in kids week one lineup rankings. We'll go through some of that stuff. And then we have to, you know, got a special announcement. Not a special announcement, but we got some things we need to clear up with our listening audience.
Oh, there you go. You got some announcements. I like that.
Not really an announcement. Something that we got to tell the people.
All right. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we'll get Survivor rankings. We'll get finish the over-unders. We'll go do more lineup ranks. And we have football, baby! That comes your way tomorrow. But until then, from Matt Modica, Scott Engel, and Corey Parson, my name is Greg Salzman. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.